I'm here at the invitation of the Bishop of Clocher, meeting the clergy of the diocese, and we're here for just 3 days. I'm talking to them about ministry today and having a wonderful time, in fact.
During your tenure as Archbishop of Canterbury, you at times attracted some opprobrium from the media with questions over some of the stances you had taken. Looking back now over your period as Archbishop of Canterbury, do you look on it as a period of success or as something else?
Well, I think, you know, whenever one looks back on any career, of course, the mistakes you made, and but overall, really, I'm unrepentant, really. I brought in the ordination of women to the priesthood, and as you know, Archbishop Justin Welby has just finished that, because women are now going to be ordained as bishops, so that sequel is in play now. I introduced an emphasis upon evangelism and service, which I am very happy about. It was a very controversial. The 90s were a very difficult time in many respects in the UK. But, I'm proud of things achieved. We had to deal with the church's finance, which was a worry. And, of course, I made enemies. I think anyone does in a job. You try to maintain your integrity.
You seem to take a very pragmatic approach in so far as your attitude to some issues would be that secular law is one thing, church law is something else, and something which is perhaps forbidden by the church should not necessarily be forbidden by secular law.
I think you're onto something there, and I think obviously the church, any church, are distinct communities within wider communities, and I think it's quite right that moral communities should maintain their own rules. So on the issue of homosexuality, I didn't feel that the church was ready to go into such a thing as that. So I still maintain that what we did at the time was absolutely right, and that is to maintain that marriage is for a man and a woman in a lifelong loving relationship, and that practicing homosexuals should not be ordained, and that is still the current position of the Church of England.
But you're quite happy to accept perhaps the idea of gay marriage in secular law?
Well, I mean, I do think, though, we have, all the churches have not been kind to homosexual people. We haven't understood their position, and sometimes the cruelty that they've experienced at the hands of the wider community, at the hands of the church. So there's a lot of repenting to do of our behaviour. Nevertheless, I think it's still important, really, to maintain our integrity. And of course, change is a sign of our times. Who knows what the future might hold? And you know, at this conference, I'm in a dialogue and working with Monsignor Peter O'Reilly from Enniskillen, a very fine man. And here we are, Catholics and Anglicans, trying to actually say, yes, we have a lot in common. And we want to serve our people to the best of our ability.
You also have had the reputation over the years of being a strong ecumenist, particularly in your support of Pope Benedict when he made comments regarding Islam that proved controversial.
Yes, Benedict, a fine leader. I mean, I had my quarrels with him, of course, as one does with anyone. But I felt he was on the issue of Islam. He was making some statements that had to be heard. I think the problem with Islam today is it won't face up to criticism. And a faith is not going to move on until it actually confronts the enemy within and prepared to accept arguments. And I think the big thing facing humanity today is how may faiths get on together and see the human in one another. And what is happening in the Middle East is a crisis, actually. It has implications for the West in a very profound way.